Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has come through your wisdom and power of the cross, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your life that came for us to show us the way, the truth, and the life. And then you ultimately paid the price for us. You became sin. And sin is our belief system, the attitudes and the actions that follow that belief system. And we thank you. We understand now that all belief systems that are outside of the gospel is deception, Lord. So we thank you for your power and the wisdom of your cross to bring us back to you and to all the good that you have in store for our lives. And so that the world can be restored in fellowship with the Father and Son, for this is eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 1, verse 17 to 25. The Anointed One has sent me on a mission, not to see how many I could baptize, but to proclaim the good news. And I declare this message stripped of all philosophical arguments that empty the cross of its power. For I trust in the all-sufficient cross of Christ alone. To preach the message of the cross seems like sheer nonsense to those who are on their way to destruction. But to us who are being saved, it is the mighty power of God released within us. For in his wisdom, God designed that all the world's wisdom would be insufficient to lead people to the discovery of himself. He took great delight in baffling the wisdom of the world by using the simplicity of preaching the story of the cross in order to save those who believe it. For those who have been chosen to follow him, both Jews and Greeks, he is God's mighty power, God's true wisdom, and our Messiah. For the foolish things of God have proven to be wiser than human wisdom, and the feeble things of God have proven to be far more powerful than any human ability.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so hallelujah. We're going into this is the powerful understanding that we need to have of the cross. And then next week, we're going into chapter 2, where we'll see that this cross was God's means to bring back the splendor, bring back the glory, bring back his original intention for everyone, for mankind. And as mankind wakes up, as the Bible says, that the creation is waiting for the sons of God who are led by the Spirit, that has woken up to this great reality, to the freedom of the children of God, because this is what the creation desires. And all of us, why the reason why we turned away from sin, which is the devil's deception and the wrong attitude that brought about the wrong attitudes and actions, was because of what God done in Jesus. And if I would sum it up, I just want to pull it to Isaiah 9, where it talks about the Son has come. You know? And that needs to be a reality for each and every one. The Son of God has come and he's given us understanding. So the reality is that the goodness has come, and we need understanding. And then he goes on. And that understanding brings a knowing, being aware of, able to speak about, and experience. So in that, we find, as it goes on, that the devil has been defeated, just as the Midianites were defeated by Gideon. And then it goes on to say, and that then, why are we rejoicing in the harvest? The harvest is what God originally intended that we lost through Adam's disobedience, that made room for the devil to come and deceive the whole world. But praise God, the story of the cross is God so loved the world, he sent his Son, and his Son came, and living the life of the cross is living in obedience to his Father, our Father. He says, I go to my Father and your Father. But before he could do that, he had to pay the price. And that's the way of the cross. Leads to the cross, living for God, not for self, but truly is for the true self, yes, because that's where your true person comes out when you're living the life of the cross, obedient to God. And then he paid the price for you and me. And that's where he becomes, as it goes on in Isaiah 9, the wonderful counselor, the almighty God, the Prince of Peace. And all those qualities of authority that he now has as a Lord of all, reconciling all, is what brings us zeal. Amen. He writes that on our heart. He authorizes that through the Holy Spirit. And then that's where we start walking in the footsteps of Jesus and arising and shining and being the people God made us to be, that the creation is waiting for. So arise and shine. Your light has come. The Son of God has paid the price. He is alive and he's there giving us understanding, which brings about faith, which brings about the amazing lengths, depths, and breadths of the love of God that surpasses understanding, and allowing us to then play a part in being a fragrance of light, which has all come from the story of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.